大家平安。
May peace be to you all。
我们这个礼拜的读经《创世纪》25-28。
This week's Bible reading schedule is Genesis 25-28。
那我们现在看《创世纪》25。
So let us please turn to Genesis chapter 25。
创世纪25。
Genesis 25。
第七节。
Verse 7。This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. Verse 8, Then Abraham breathed his last and died in good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people.
这里说亚伯兰一生活了175岁。
Here we call that Abraham lived 175 years.
然后第八节说亚伯兰就年纪老迈而死。
And then he breathed his last and died in a good old age.
就是他的人生画下一个句点。
In other words, his life put a period to his life.
那当一个人死的时候，
So when a person died,
很多人就要来思想这个人活着一辈子到底是怎么一回事。
Many people will ponder and come to commemorate what his life is like.
那我们如果想象亚伯兰在现在这个世界。
Now, if you imagine that Abraham is in today's age,
他死了。
If he died,
怎么来看这个人？
How do we look at this person?
可能有很多人会很羡慕亚伯兰有很多牛羊。
Many people will admire that Abraham have many flocks and possessions.
以当时来讲，就是很富有的人。
At that time, he is a very wealthy person.
可能有很多人很羡慕亚伯兰去过埃及，因为当时是一个非常文明的地方。
And many people could admire that Abraham have traveled to Egypt because at that time Egypt is a very civilized country.
也可能很多人在提到亚伯兰从埃及得到很多的金银。
Many people will admire that Abraham had gained many wealth from Egypt.
今天来讲就是赚了很多钱。
In other words, in today's world, we have made a lot of money.
也可能很多人会提到亚伯兰在埃及见过法老。
Maybe some people will mention that in Egypt, Abraham has seen Pharaoh.
就是跟今世社会上最高的阶层有来往。
In other words, he was able to associate with people who was in high status.
但是圣经里面在描写亚伯兰。
But when Bible describes Abraham,
发现我们刚刚所提到那些圣经都没有提。
We discovered that all the things we mentioned in the Bible was not mentioned.
原来那个是演戏的一个布景而已。
It's like that's one of the play in his in the stage.
一个景。
It's in the background.
那个不是最重要。
That's not the most important.
最重要就是在这个戏台上演戏，来表达这一个人是什么人。
What's most important is when you are on the stage, you portray the person that you really are.
这个最重要。
This is the most important.
那身外的东西，在神看起来，这都不代表这一个人。
So anything that's of material does not represent this person.
今天我们活在这个世界上。
So today we live on this world.
因为大部分人都没有信仰。
Most of people do not have faith.
所以他们凭着眼见。
So they will rely on what they have seen.
所以他们最注重的就是这些外在的东西。
So what they emphasize on is what they can see, what's the appearance.
但是信心把我们带到神的面前。
But it is faith that brought us in front of the Lord.
信心把我们带到灵界里面。
It is faith that brought us into the spiritual realm.
忽然间我们发现最重要的是属灵的事情。
Suddenly, we realize the most important thing is the spiritual matters.
因为这个才能够真的永远存在。
Because only the spiritual things will last forever.
所以圣经里面记载很多亚伯兰的事迹到最后真的蒙神纪念就是属灵上的表现。
So even Bible records many things that Abraham has done, but what really was remembered by the Lord, the God, was the spiritual things that he has done.
在圣经里面至少记载神纪念亚伯兰。
Here in the book of Bible, recall many instances that God remembered Abraham.
一次是在他活着的时候。
One time when he was alive.
就是他为罗德祷告。
When he was interceding for Lot.
神纪念亚伯拉罕。
God remembered Abraham.
在倾覆索多玛的时候，差遣天使把罗德救出来。
When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, He sent angels to deliver Lot.
那另外一次是在出埃及记。
Another time was in Exodus.
是亚伯拉罕死了几百年。
After Abraham had died for many hundred years.
圣经说，神纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Bible recalls that God remembered the covenant that He has established with Abraham.
几百年后，可能亚伯拉罕已经被一般人忘记了。
After many hundred years, most people probably have forgotten Abraham.
但是神竟然纪念跟他立的约。
But however, God still remembers the covenant that He has established with Abraham.
所以我们就知道，我们活在这个世界上啊，谁纪念我们不是最重要。
So then we realize that when we live in this world, whoever remembers me is not the most important thing.
因为他们只不过是人。
They are merely men.
他们纪念我们又能做什么？
Even if they remember me, what can they accomplish?
他们不纪念我们又能做什么？
And even if they don't remember us, what can they accomplish?
但是常常我们非常的在意。
But sometimes we care a lot.
最重要是神有没有纪念我们。
But what's most important, whether God remembers us?
好，那从亚伯兰一生里面，我们至少可以看出三件事情啊，这个在神眼中看起来是好的。
So in Abraham's life, there are at least three things that God look upon something precious.
好，我们先来看出埃及记。
Let's first turn to Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章第六节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
这里神对摩西显现。
Here God appeared to Moses,
然后告诉他,
and told him,
我是你父亲的神。
I'm the God of your father.
是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac.
这句话至少有两个重要的意思。
This sentence carries at least two important meanings.
第一个，神是活人的神，不是死人的神。
First, God is a God of a living man.
虽然亚伯拉罕已经死了几百年。
Even though Abraham has died for a few hundred years,
但是在神的国里面，他还是活着。
But in the kingdom of God, he is still alive.
所以主耶稣在讲这个财主拉撒勒的比喻。
So when Jesus mentioned the parable of Lazarus and the rich man,
拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham.
在乐园里。
He was in the paradise.
所以他还活着。
So he is still alive.
那这句话的第二个意思。
This sentence, a second meaning.
亚伯拉罕是父亲。
Abraham is a father.
以撒是孩子。
Isaac is a son.
神是父亲的神，神也是孩子的神。
God is a God of father, and God is also a God of son.
这个就是代表信仰的传承。
This represents the passing of faith.
就是亚伯拉罕在乐园里面他的儿子死了也在乐园里面。
This means that when Abraham died in the paradise, his son also died in the paradise.
我常常在想一个问题。
I often ponder one thing.
有一天如果我们要结束这个人生的世界。
If one day we are about to pass away and conclude our lives in this earth.
我们最关心的两个问题是什么？
What are the two most important things that we care?
我想离不开第一个，我能不能得救？
We cannot but think about whether we can be saved or not.
第二个，我所爱的人能不能得救？
And second, people that we love, whether they can be saved or not.
当财主进到那个火湖里面。
So when the rich man went into the lake of fire,
他最关心是什么？
What did he care the most?
他最关心就是他的家人能不能得救。
He cared whether his family member can be saved or not.
可能他活着的时候，他只顾奢华宴乐。
Maybe while he was still alive, he party and enjoy himself.
他不在乎有没有地狱。
He did not care whether there's a hell.
因为那看不见。
Because it cannot be seen.
但是当他真的进到那里面。
But once he entered into this Hades,
他发现那是可怕的。
He realized that it was dreadful, terrible.
神能够救他的后代。
And he believed that God can deliver his descendants.
所以人活在世界上。
So when we live in this world,
我们常常想一生最重要是什么？
We often think what is the most important thing in this world.
我们能够传给下一代什么？
In our life, and what can we pass on to our next generation?
从亚伯拉罕的一生还有圣经的记载。
From Abraham's life and the recording in the Bible,
我们发现有没有传钱给下一代不是最重要。
We find out whether we can pass the possession or wealth to our next generation is not important.
最重要是他的信仰。
The most important is their faith.
所以亚伯拉罕的一生做了一件非常好的事情。
So in Abraham's life, he has done one beautiful thing.
就是他的信仰。传给他的下一代。
He has passed on the faith to his next generation.
他把最宝贵的产业传给他的儿子。
He has passed the most precious possession, the inheritance, to his son.
让神也成为他儿子的神。
So that God also became the God of his son.
那到底亚伯拉罕怎么能够做到这一点呢？
But how can Abraham accomplish this?
如果我们从亚伯拉罕的一生
From Abraham's life,
我们就可以看出来，亚伯拉罕的信仰是有实质的。
We can see that Abraham's life and faith carries essence.
他真的有信心。
He really had faith.
他的也真的很敬畏神。
And he really feared God.
所以神真的与他同在。
He revered God, and God is with him, abides with him.
神真的祝福他。
God bless him.
那一个小孩子从小看到父亲的榜样。
So when a child sees the example demonstrated by his father,
真的是爱神爱人。
He truly loves God and loves man.
这个就是他学习的对象。
And this is the example that he learned from.
而且这个小孩子真的看到神在祝福他。
And this child has seen how God bless him.
有哪一样的生活比这样的生活更美呢？
Is there any other life that can be more beautiful than what he has witnessed?
有神的同在，也有神的祝福。
Has abundance of God and has blessings of God.
所以要让下一代来跟我们走信仰的道路，就不是很困难。
So with this kind of life, it's not too difficult to enable our next generation to lead a life of faith.
今天我们常常在想要怎么带领我们下一代的信仰。
Today we often think how can we lead our next generation's faith.
确实是一个非常大的挑战。
This is a great challenge.
因为我们发现四面八方都在吸引我们的下一代。
Because we found that we have been surrounded by all the attraction that try to take away our faith, our youth.
我们不能影响我们下一代。
If we are not able to influence our next generation,
其他的地方就会影响他。
Then other areas will attract them and influence them.
那到最后的关键。
And the last crucial point.
就是亚伯拉罕关心他孩子的信仰。
Abraham care his children's faith.
在二十五章我们刚刚读的亚伯兰离世。
In chapter 25, we read about his passing.
那二十四章记载什么？
And what did 24 record?
二十四章就记载亚伯兰怎么关心他的孩子的婚姻。
Chapter 24 recall how Abraham cared about his child's marriage.
我们先来看二十四章。
Let's look at chapter 24.
第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 24, verse 1 and 2. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things too. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please.Put your hand under my thigh, verse 3, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
为什么亚伯拉罕不要他的儿子娶迦南的女子为妻呢？
Why is Abraham against his child marrying the Canaanite woman.
因为这里面可能有很多被人看为条件很好或者长得很美的。
Maybe among these Canaanite women, they are those who are well qualified or very beautiful women.
但是迦南是一个拜偶像的地方。
However, this land Canaan is a place where they worship idols.
迦南的女子是在拜偶像的文化里面长大的。
And the Canaanite woman grew up in the culture where they worship idols.
所以她希望能够回到她的故乡，为她孩子来娶太太。
Therefore, he wished to go back to his home country, hometown, so find someone for his son.
那神在一切的事情上都赐福给亚伯拉罕。
So in everything that God has blessed Abraham.
所以他的老仆人回到故乡，神也赐福他，让他遇到好机会。
So his older servant went back to his hometown, and God also gave him a good opportunity.
那我们仔细看亚伯拉罕在找媳妇，他的条件是什么？
So if we look at this carefully, when Abraham was putting a condition for finding a bride for his son, what was the condition?
我们今天常常和婚姻最难的不是青年，是父母。
We find out that today's marriage, the most important, most difficult part is the parents, not the children.
那父母因为在现实生活环境长大所以就有很多的经验。
Now because the parents has grew up in a reality of life, so they have many experiences.
那就用很多现实的条件来做择偶的条件。
So they have put forward all these conditions and requirements as they have learned from real life.
所以有时候自己的孩子在教会找不到，就跑到外面去结婚。
So sometimes they cannot find the spouse for their child in the church, then they will let them go outside and marry someone.
所以导致下一代到最后信仰流失。
And which lead to a losing of the faith for their next generation.
那到底这个老仆人他关心的是什么？
So what did this old servant care about?
好，我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12. Then he said, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham."
这里他所求的是神让他遇到好机会。
So here he prayed that God can give him a good opportunity.
那刚好一个女孩子来打水。
So it just happened there was a woman who came to get water.
14节
Verse 14.
说给我水喝，他若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝，那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻。
So now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. And she says, drink and I will also give you camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac.
这个请求代表什么意思？
What kind of plea is this?
给亚伯兰水喝，这很简单，因为一桶水打上来，你人能够喝多少？
So it's easy to give the pitcher of water to the old servant. How much water can an old servant drink?
但是要给骆驼喝就不是这样。
But it's different to give water to camels.
骆驼可以一次不要喝水，就过了很久。
Now we know that camel can live many days without drinking water.
但是可以一次喝几十加仑。
But he can also drink many gallons of water in one time.
那这个女孩子她会打水给骆驼喝。
So this woman is willing to pitch waters for the camels.
这是相当辛苦的。
This is a very laborious work.
而且这个女孩子不是这个仆人要她这样做，是她自己自愿的。
And this woman was not asked by the old servant, but she volunteered to do this.
就是表示她有美德。
This represents that she has virtue.
所以这个老仆人最重要的是什么？美德。
So what this old servant look upon emphasizes the virtue.
所以他求神让他有好机会，是能够遇到有美德的这个女孩子给他主人的太太，
所
以的孩子做太太。
He prayed to God to ask for opportunity of success, so that God can grant him a woman of virtue.
所以这里就可以让我们知道。
So from here we can learn.
我们的下一代信仰最重要关键到最后是婚姻。
So our next generation's faith relies on this it rests heavily upon our faith, their marriage.
最重要是要有相同的信仰，再来就是美德。
The marriage, the most important part about marriage is to have the same faith, and then second is the virtue.
啊，当我们定这个两个条件的时候
，Once we put these two conditions,
有时候我们没有求的，神也给我们。
Even we didn't, even there are things that we didn't ask for, God will grant it to us.
啊，所以后来利百加啊，圣经里面记载啊，那她是一个很美的一个妇人。
Later on, the Bible records that Rebecca was a wonderful woman.
啊，所以。亚伯兰他的孩子结婚以后过来他就离世了。
So later on when they married, Abraham passed away.
所以人要离开父母与妻子联合，因此父母的责任对孩子的责任不是十八岁就结束了。
So the man will leave the parents and marry. So we can see that now the parents' responsibility does not end at when they turn 18, when the children turn 18.
父母的责任是到他结婚才结束。
So the responsibility of the parents is ends when they can arrange marriage for their children.
因为结婚就是离开父母与妻子联合。
Because the day when they marry, they will leave their parents and marry with their be with their spouse.
这是亚伯兰第一个神纪念。
So this is the first thing that God remembered about Abraham.
把信仰传给他的下一代。
He has passed on the faith to his next generation.
第二个
second.
亚伯兰的对亲情的看重
how Abraham emphasized on the brotherly love.
圣经里面说，不看顾自己家里的人，比不信的更不好。
The Bible says those who do not look upon his look after his family is worse than those,
比不信的更不好。
Those who do not believe in God.
因为我们自己的家人跟我们有双重的关系。
So because our family members have a dual relationship with us.
第一个他不是姻亲就是血亲。
First, they are related to us directly or indirectly.
第二个
second,
他是我们弟兄姐妹。
And they are also our brother and sister in church.
那如果有这个双重的关系，我们都没有办法去爱他。
So even with this dual relationship, and we cannot love them.
那这个人说他是好人是很难讲得过去的。
So if this person claimed to be a good person, it's far from it.
所以我们是不是好人
？So whether we are good.
如果我们家人能够同意我们是好人，常常那个才是真的是真正的。
If our family members also agree with that, then that statement will be true.
因为我们常常在外面呢，我们做事情是给人看的。
Because when we are outside, we often do things for others to see.
但自己的家人生活在一起
But when our family live together with us,
兄弟姐妹
brothers and sisters,
父母子女
parents and children,
当有利害冲突的时候
when there's a conflict of interest,
我们考虑什么
what do we consider?
利跟义冲突的时候，我们考虑什么
When there's a conflict of interest, what do we consider?
所以为什么有兄弟分财产分到拿刀相杀呢？
That's why we heard about when brothers are dividing the inheritance, they will even try to fight each other.
所以我们如果看亚伯兰是很有智慧，他还没有死以前就把他其他的孩子全部把他送走了。
So we see that Abraham is full of wisdom. Even before he died, he sent away his other sons.
所以他孩子就不去为财产来争论。
So they will not fight over the inheritance.
但是当罗德的仆人跟亚伯兰相争的时候。
But when Lot fight against his servants,
跟亚伯兰仆人相争的时候
，fight against Abraham's servants,
我们看亚伯兰看重亲情
，we see that Abraham look emphasis on the brotherly love.
我们看十三章创世纪
，let's look at Genesis chapter 13,
第九节
，verse 9. Genesis chapter 13, verse 9. Verse 9. Is not the whole land before you?Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
这里亚伯兰告诉罗德。
Here, Abraham told Lot.
我们是骨肉，所以不可以相争。
We are brothers, so we should not have strife between you and me.
那现在怎么办呢
？So then, what should they do?
你先选。
You pick first.
你向左，我向右；你向右，我向左。
If you go left, I will go right. If you go right, I will go left.
当他说你先选的时候
，When he said that you choose first,
他已经准备要让步。
He already prepared to concede.
所以才会说你先选。
That's why he said that you choose first.
他不是找理由，他先选。
He did not find reason to pick to choose first.
我带你到迦南地。
Because I have brought you to the land of Canaan.
你看今天这个女儿说，我带你到埃及地拿到。
Today, oh, look at all these flies because I have brought you to Egypt that you have gained this possession in flocks.
我应该要先选。
So I should be the one who choose first.
他不是这样。
He did not say that.
他说你先选。
He said that you choose first.
你向左，我就向右。
If you choose left, I will go right.
这种广大的心胸。
With this kind of wide, open heart.
不仅罗德从心里会佩服他。 也感动了神。
Not only Lot admired him, but it also touched God.
所以罗德选择最好的。
So Lot chose the best portion.
把次好的留给亚伯兰。
And he left the second best to Abraham.
亚伯兰有没有吃亏？
Did Abraham been taken advantage of?
当罗德搬走，神就向他显现。
When Lot moved away, God appeared to Abraham.
神就祝福他。
God blessed Abraham.
所以我们在这个事情上看到亚伯兰是一个真正有信心的人。
So from this matter, we see that Abraham truly is a person of faith.
什么叫做有信心?
What does it mean to a person of faith?
我要做神认为对的事情。
I will do the things that's, pleasing to God.
这样神一定会祝福我。
That's right to God, then God will bless me.
吃亏没有关系。
Even though we have been taken advantage of, that's okay.
这个叫做信心。
This is what we call faith.
所以如果我们真的效法亚伯兰,
So today, if we learn, truly learn from Abraham,
对, 神有信心,
if we have faith on God,
懂得让步,
we know how to give in and concede.
家庭生活应该是非常和睦的,
our family life should be very harmonious.
亲情应该是, 非常的密切的,
the brotherly love should be very intimate.
所以一个家庭的关系就反映我们跟神的关系。
So a relationship in this family will reflect the relationship with God.
我们跟家人合不来，搞不来，为着财产在争，这个就是代表我们跟神的关系有问题。
Now, if we cannot get along with our family members and we fight for inheritance, this would also mean that we cannot get along. We do not have a good relationship with God.
所以亚伯兰死了，现在回头过来看，就发现他是一个很伟大的人。
And now that Abraham has died, and we look back and see what he has done, we see that he is a great person.
那后来罗德就被掳了。
Now later on, we see that the Lot has been captured.
到了14章。
We call it in chapter 14.
罗德被几个王掳走了。
Lot was captured by four kings.
我们仔细看亚伯兰怎么做。
If we look carefully here, what did Abraham do?
亚伯兰没有说，你看，你贪小便宜，现在神在教训你。
He did not say, look, you take advantage of me. Now God is teaching you a lesson.
亚伯兰对罗德的爱是真正的，是实在的。
Abraham's love for Lot is true, is genuine.
所以罗德的危险, 就是亚伯兰的责任。
So when Lot encountered trouble and he was in danger, that is also Abraham's responsibility.
亚伯兰已经100多岁了。
At that time, Abraham was over 100 years old.
应该是100岁了，快到100岁了。
Almost 100 years old.
好，那我们看 14章。
If we look at chapter 14.
14章啊，亚伯兰就带318个壮丁啊，连夜一直追。
So in chapter 14, verse 14, he led 318 strong men.
那跟这个四个王打战，把318个人抢回来。
And then he fought with them, with the kings, and then brought the Lot back.
这是要付生命的危险。
He must risk his life to do this this deed.
所以我们可以看到 亚伯兰对亲情的看重。
So from here, we can see that Abraham really cared about his brotherly love.
他真的是好人。
He is truly a good person.
有实际的行动来表现。
He has the action to prove him.
这是 分开以后第一次做的善事。
So this is the very first good thing that was recorded after they have separated.
那后来到了18章。
Later on, when we can see in chapter 18,
那个时候神要毁灭所多玛。
God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后亚伯兰就开始求。
And then Abraham began to intercede for Sodom.
求神 不要毁灭所多玛。
And he pleaded to God not to destroy Sodom.
从50个义人一直求到10个义人。
He prayed from 50 righteous men to 10 righteous men.
但是找不到10个义人。
But they cannot even find 10 righteous men.
所以所多玛被毁灭是注定的。
So Sodom was destroyed that was destined.
但是他对罗德的这个代祷感动了神。
But however, his intercession for Lot touched and moved God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
当人从心里最深处出于爱来代祷的时候，就会感动神。
So when a person truly intercede for one another from the bottom of their love of heart.
所以圣经才说，神纪念亚伯拉罕，把罗德从索多玛里面救出来。
It will touch God. So the Bible records that God remembered Abraham, so he brought Lot and delivered Lot from Sodom.
所以亚伯拉罕这个亲情的爱蒙神纪念。
So, Abraham's brotherly love was remembered by the Lord, by God.
今天我们来到这个地方。
Today we have come to this land.
有的美国住越久越没有亲情。
It seems that many people have lived here longer and they have lost their brotherly love.
到最后父母也没有感情，兄弟姐妹也没有感情。
Sometimes they lose this love for their parents or even their brothers and sisters or their siblings.
只顾的是什么？
They only care about one thing.
顾自己，顾家人。
They care about themselves, their own family.
我们需要来思想亚伯拉罕蒙神纪念。
We need to ponder what are the things that was remembered by God of the things that Abraham did.
把我们的爱扩充到我们的家人。
We need to expand our love to our family members.
那亚伯拉罕第三个也是最重要的。
And third, the most important thing,
就是他的信仰有成长。
His faith has grown.
首先，我们看。亚伯兰从十二章的时候，我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house."To a land that I will show you.
这里神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本土、本家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
So here, Lord told him to get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
那在十一章的后面
，about on the end of the chapter 11.
我们看十一章的三十一节，请读。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 31. And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there.
这里说他们最后的目标是迦南地。
So here say their final destination is Canaan.
但是走到哈兰就住在那里。
But when they reach Haran, they stay there.
因为到了哈兰，他觉得这个地方也不错。
Because when they came to Haran, they thought this was a good place to live.
所以他就住下来。
So they stayed there.
但是神要给他的不是哈兰，神要给他的是迦南地。
But what God wanted to give to Abraham was not Haran, but it was Canaan.
所以后来亚伯兰就第二次搬家，从哈兰再搬到迦南地。
So later on, we see that Abraham moved from Haran to Canaan.
在第十二章。
So,
第四节
This was recorded in chapter 12, verse 4.
这里讲亚伯兰出哈兰年75岁。
Here Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him, and he was 75 years old.
那这个今天告诉我们什么？
So what did this tell us today?
我们的信仰要从追求次好的来进步到追求最好的。
We have to move from pursuing the second best to the best.
次好的是什么？
What is the second best?
次好就是这个世界的。
The second best is what is this world.
好像我们在Irvine，天气很舒服，生活很舒服，工作很好。
For example, we live in Irvine, we got great weather, we have wonderful jobs.
我们为这样感谢神，那很好。
We thank God for what God has given us, this is wonderful.
但这是次好的。
But this is second best.
这好像在哈兰。
This is like in Haran.
如果活在这个地方，信仰没有追求。
If we live in this place, we cannot pursue our faith.
天天感谢神，但是信仰没有追求。
We give thanks to God every day, but we did not truly pursue our faith.
到最后还是空的。
But at the end, we will reap nothing.
你死的那一天，厄万天气有多好，这个生活有多享受，都过去了。
At the end that we breathe our last, no matter how great the weather was, how wonderful the place is, it will all be a passing thing.
那最好是什么?
So what's the most one, what's the best?
迦南地。
It's the land of Canaan.
这个才是最好的。
This is the best.
好，那迦南地是什么?
So what does this land of Canaan represent?
迦南地就是主耶稣出来传福音的第一句话。
The land of Canaan is the first word that when Jesus came out to preach.
天国近了。
The heaven is near.
啊，你们要悔改。
You should repent.
有人问主耶稣，天国在哪里？
Some people ask, Jesus, where is the kingdom of heaven?
天国就在你的心里。
Kingdom of heaven is in your heart.
好，那这个天国的实现是什么滋味？
So the realization of heavenly kingdom, what is it like?
罗马书十四章十七节说，公义、平安、喜乐。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17 say, there's a righteousness, joy and peace.
公义就是没有罪，一切都是对的。
A righteous means that there's no sin, everything is right.
夫妻的关系。
The relationship between the spouse
是都是对的。
Everything's right.
家庭里面的关系都是对的。
The relationship in the family is all is everything's right.
家庭里面没有罪。
There's no sin in the family.
这个就是公义。
This is righteousness.
因为公义，所以神同在。
It's because of this righteousness then God abides.
我们生活就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
So we have no fear, we have no worry in our lives.
这个就是平安。
This is peace.
那因为我们常常亲近神。
But because we often draw close to God,
我们常常祷告,
we often pray,
圣灵充满,
we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
所以就充满着喜乐和满足。
So we are filled with joy, we have this contentment.
所以厄班这个地方是外在物质上好像是地上的乐园。
So Irvine, this place in Irvine, in appearance and physically, it looks like it's a paradise on this earth.
但这是次好的，这是在哈兰。
But this is only second best. This is what's a, this is Haran.
那最好的是什么?
So what is the best?
就是追求迦南地在我们内心实现。
To pursue that the land of Canaan to be realized in our heart.
神的国在我们内心实现。
That the kingdom of God can be materialized in our heart.
因为如果我们见证厄万有多好，哎，没有信也住在这里。
If we testify how wonderful Irvine is, then even those people who don't believe still live in Irvine too.
跟我一样都住在厄万，我为什么要到你教会去？
So you and I both live in Irvine. Why do I need to go to your church?
但是我们知道住在厄万有很多人是劳苦愁烦的。
But we know that there are many people who live in Irvine are worrisome and they worry for their lives.
生活有很多问题的。
They have many problems in their lives.
年纪大的生活没有盼望。
They are in advanced age without hope.
只有死亡在等待。
They only ready to face death.
所以我们需要见证的是什么
？So what do we need to witness?
我们活在没有罪的控制下，活在平安喜乐里面。
We live in the we are live we don't live under the sin the dominion of sin. We live with the peace and joy.
天国就在我们的心里。
And the kingdom of God is in our heart.
在地如天。
And we are on earth as in heaven.
天国就在我们家里面。
And the heavenly kingdoms in our family.
我们的家庭充满着平安跟喜乐。
And our family is filled with peace and joy.
这是真正能吸引人，这是真正能够荣耀神。
And this is truly attracts people, and that can truly glorify God.
所以我们的信仰要成长。
So our faith must grow.
就好像亚伯兰的信仰在成长。
Just like Abraham's faith continued to grow.
从哈兰搬到迦南。
He has moved from Haran to Canaan.
但是他的信仰更进一步在成长。
And not only that, his faith continued to advance, continued to grow.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Book of Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
这是我们常常读的一节圣经。
This is a verse that we often read.
第九节，第十节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. 9. Then he said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.He takes away the.
十一章，对不起，希伯来书十一章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in the tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这里说亚伯兰在迦南地，他等候那座有根基的城。
So here we call that Abraham waited in the land of Canaan for the city that has a foundation.
就是神所经营、神所建造的。
Of which is a built by God and made by God.
那这是什么？
What is this?
这就是天国。
And this is a heavenly kingdom.
这是地上没有想过的，我们从来没有看过的。
This is something that people on this earth cannot imagine.
这是永久的。
Cannot fathom. And this is forever.
所以亚伯兰到年纪大的时候。
So when Abraham was in advanced age,
他的心已经到天国去了。
His heart has traveled to heaven.
他生活很简单。
His life is very simple.
住帐篷。
He lived in a tent.
因为他已经活在天国里。
Because he's living in the heavenly.
这个叫做信仰的成长。
This is called what we call a growing faith.
我们的盼望在天国。
And our hope is in heavenly kingdom.
我们一心就是想回到天家。
And how long to go back to the heavenly kingdom?
与神同在。
And to be with God.
这个叫做信仰的进步。
And this is what we call the growing of faith.
所以当我们的信仰这样在成长的时候，
So when our faith continue to grow,
我们所见证的是什么？
What are we witnessing?
我们所见证是神里面的美好。
What we are witnessing is the wonder of God.
而不只是物质上的美好。
The goodness of God is not just the physical, the material goodness.
我们所见证不只是肉体上的盼望。
Not just a physical hope.
是永恒的盼望。
It's an everlasting hope.
所以亚伯兰的信仰有三点值得我们效法。
So Abraham's faith, there are three things that we can learn from.
第一个，
First,
信仰的传承。
This is the passing of faith.
第二个，
Second,
对亲情的看重。
That he emphasized on brotherly love.
第三个，
Third,
信仰的成长。
The growing of his faith.
从地上到天上。
From earth up to heaven.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
484。
484。
已经说，天国路有很多见证人，好像云彩在围绕我们。
Bible say that heavenly journey have many witnesses, just like rainbows that surround us.
有时候我们好像很孤单。
Sometimes it appears that we are lonely.
圣经讲的是真的吗？
Is Bible truly is true?
但是里面有很多的人已经走过了。
But there are many people who have trod this path.
所以我们不是第一代。
So we are not the first generation.
求神给我们信心。
We ask God to give us faith.
让我们凭着信心，不凭眼见。
So that we can rely on our faith, not our eyes.
信心的结果是什么？
The fruit of faith is.
就是最后到天国，见到天国。
Is that we will finally enter kingdom and see the heavenly kingdom.
与神同在。
And to be with God.
求主帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray together.